This is Jennifer Pemberton reporting from the Capitol. 2 days ago, these Capitol steps were full of protesters, demanding that the legislature do something to clean up Utah's air. Today, the commotion was inside the chambers as the general legislative session opened. When asked what they are hearing from constituents, majority and minority leaders in both the House and the Senate said air quality.
We appreciate the federal government putting guidelines on us, but in Utah, we've talked about the fact that we ought to govern ourselves and we ought to put our own guidelines on. And in particular areas of Utah, maybe we need more strict guidelines the EPA might provide to us.
House Majority Leader Brad Dee talked to UPR about that issue earlier this morning. House Minority Leader Rebecca Chavez-Houck mentioned a bill that would have Utah adopt a cleaner burning fuel called Tier 3, a measure that Governor Herbert also supports.
There's this amazing map that I'm hoping will be distributed widely during the session that shows as if we implemented those Tier 3 standards ahead of where EPA would require them, our state would be most directly impacted out of any place else in the country. It's where you would see the greatest improvement in emissions and air quality.
With more than 15 bills touching the subject up for debate, it's hard to know which ones will survive the legislative process, but both parties seem to agree that air pollution policy should come from the state. It should not be limited to the EPA and the Clean Air Act. This is Jennifer Pemberton reporting from the Capitol for Utah Public Radio.